You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you can tell by the title of this video, Lily Phillips was not N-O-T, not a victim. She was a total willing volunteer. Hell, beyond that, she was the organizer. She put the challenge out. Men answered the call. I mean, the lowest of the low of men answered the call, but they answered the call anyway. However, Joker made a video talking about this, and he mentioned a particular article. Now, I found said article, and yeah, I'm about to go in. Now, this article was published on the 11th of December. Shame on the men exploiting Lily Phillips, by one Julie Bendel. Who is Julie Bendel, you might ask? Well, she is an old, bitter, man-hating feminist who is a campaigner against sexual violation. She's also the host of, the Lesbian Project podcast. Who would have known? Yeah. She writes this article, yet she absolutely torpedoes herself in many parts of this article. Now let's just go ahead and get into it. Lily Phillips, who had sex with 101 men in a single day in October, has hit the headlines. But the focus should be on the men that exploit her and the men that queued up to have sex with her. Oh, you want to know who's really exploiting her? That would be her parents. That's right. Her own family is the ones who are truly exploiting her. But of course, we can't mention that. Nope, we got to go for the easy target, which is the men. Wow. Having appeared in a YouTube film, quote unquote, "I slept with 100 men in one day," this young, vulnerable woman is now planning her next endeavor to have sex with 1,000 men in 24 hours or 1 minute 44 seconds per sexual encounter, nonstop for a day. Right out the gate, young, vulnerable, but yet she's saying she wants to move on to her next endeavor. Does that sound like a victim? No, it does not. Doubtless, this publicity stunt will increase her already substantial earnings, but Phillips will pay a heavy price. Now, on a quick side note, so far as her earnings, so far she's earned upwards of 2 million pounds. Yeah. 2 million pounds for literally getting pounded out. I have interviewed women who have been required to have sex with 8, 10, 12 men every day because they were under the control of a pimp in a brothel, and have heard the details of the terrible effects on their mental and physical health. See, once again, we have to go back to the old prostitute, the pay for play, the professional. And once again, the mental image that people associate with the word prostitute is the drugged out streetwalker and the pimp with the fuzzy brim hat. Remember, gents, I've always said that has always been propaganda. But where did that propaganda come from? The old blaxploitation films of the 60s and 70s. What this involves is too graphic and disturbing to share, but the physical effects on the body of penetrative sex by numerous men in a short span of time is horrific. Our bodies are not made for this type of punishment. Now, I can agree with her on that. The female body isn't made for that much punishment. However, these women who do this do so of their own free will, just like Lily did. She did this of her own free will, and she actually chose the men who she allowed to penetrate her. Yeah, gentlemen, as we all know, women are the gatekeepers of sex. Lily proved that she's a shitty gatekeeper. But what of the men who wish to join in on such a quote-unquote competition? Why would they want to have sex with a woman after so many others? For me, it raises the image of those men queuing to grape Gisele Pelicot. It is akin to a spectator sport. There are mega brothels in Germany that encourage stag parties, often with a dozen men at a time taking part in a quote-unquote gangbang with one woman. It seems hard to believe that such exploits are allowed to take place in the 21st century. Once again, it's all about trying to shift the blame on men. Oh my God, it's the men. Well, I have a simple solution that I'm going to go into at the end of this article, or should I say hit piece. Lily admitted that she effectively disassociated herself during the 101 challenge in October. The 23-year-old says she can only remember the first five or so encounters. After that, she attempted to blank it out. This is no surprise. Disassociation is a coping mechanism due to extreme trauma. The sex was filmed, and the skin flick will make those who profit from OnlyFans, where Lily's videos have appeared, a lot of money. Now, I'm going to reiterate. Lily herself made upwards of £2 million, which I have another question that I'm also going to go into after this article. The story of Lily is similar to that of women I have spoken to on OnlyFans. The middle-class young women who appear on there tend to be those that have not previously been involved with pay-for-play. Many of the others from disadvantaged or impoverished backgrounds gravitated to the site during Charlie 19, when brothels were closed. Make no mistake, whatever OnlyFans intentions, the site is pay-for-play behind a screen, but pimps and predators are never far away. Now, she wants to talk about the pimps and predators. What about the women who do this of their own free will? When women like Lily talk about being driven by a sexual desire, This is all part of the fantasy constructed for men. No woman has a fantasy to end up with the type of injuries that will occur from such extreme activities as having sex with multiple men. Lily herself said she wanted to do this. But the sex industry has no scruples, only a desire for profit. While Lily's picture has been splashed across newspapers this week, the spotlight should fall instead on the men who create the demand for harmful sexual services. Wait a minute. Hold up. There is a business model that says sex sells. Why is it that women are allowed to present themselves in a sexual manner to get men in a semi-aroused state? Oh, once again, it's never women's fault. It's only men's fault because we men simply can't control ourselves by being visual creatures that are attracted to nice-looking things. We should not be fooled by the money Lily is supposedly making, but rather the need to be aware of the danger she is in and the money being made from OnlyFans. This site and others like it should be shut down. The women caught up in skin flicks, I was going to say Skinamax, but you know, either or, and pay for play should be supported to get out, and the men that drive the demand for such content condemned and held accountable. Well. Like I said, gentlemen, she torpedoed her own article in so many places. Okay, now, here is one question that I have to ask. Did any of the men make any money from this? We all know that answer is more than likely no. In fact, I'm pretty sure that all of those men actually had to travel to get to her, which means travel expenses, which means those men, or should I say, the sexual desire for those men is what really got the men exploited. Oops. Yeah. Nobody wants to talk about that. Mm-hmm. The male desire for sex is what got the men exploited. They didn't make any money. They surely didn't. It cost them to get to her, which is why I say, gentlemen, all men pay for sex with women. You still have men trying to fight against that ultimate truth going into 2025. But yeah, our desire for sex is what gets us exploited. And sometimes it gets us put into a bad way. Yeah. So, my other topic that I want to briefly talk about. If women are so irresponsible and childlike, then a tough choice needs to be made. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since women are so childlike, then there's only two courses that needs to be explored. One, either you force them to take accountability, take away all of the protections, no more simpery, no more white knightery, give them the true equality that they said that they want. Or two, we completely and totally treat them like children. No, Susie, you can't go to work. No, Susie, you need to stay home. But that's going to require too much work. So personally, I think true equality would be the better of the two scenarios. Take their rights away. I was on that, but then I realized, you know what? That's going to take too much work also. No, make them fully and totally equal. Make them fully and totally accountable for their actions and decisions. No more of this kid glove treatment. No more of this, oh, she's a woman, you know, women are emotional, blah, 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 blah. No, you are a grown ass adult and you should be treated like one. Just saying. But yeah. Ultimately, Lily Phillips was not a victim. She was a total volunteer. On top of that, she was the orchestrator of the event. That's my opinion. That's what I'm standing by. And by all of the videos that she has on various sites, yeah, she knew exactly what she was doing. She made a conscious decision. There was no force involved. No one held a gun to her head and said, you're going to do this. No, she did so of her own free will. And to the people out there who are saying that she was a victim, yeah, I'm seeing those posts and they're getting absolutely destroyed in the comment section. And I'm loving it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who think that just because you are a woman that you get an automatic victim card, you better understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that that victim card is going to give you is starting to go out. Feminism and the idea that women are not going to be held accountable for their actions, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, I mentioned in my previous video, more men are turning their backs on women. Yeah, more and more men are now going to take away that victim card. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.